Viewers, listeners, and around the world and in the nation, it's Robin Cooper here from the book The Time Waster, Letters in Edinburgh, which is the capital city and of Scotland. Nice. And there's a big festival here at the moment. Don't know if you're aware of it. It's one of the largest festival probably in the world. So many countries, I suppose, that make this beautiful world we live in. Anyway, I'm here with a wonderful comedian. His name is Richard Herring, and he's a massive star in the comedy world, and he's a wonderful man, a very funny man. So stay with me as we travel along the road with Richard Herring, and we talk to him all about his show. How are you, Richard?
I'm very well, thank you, Robin. Cheers.
Yeah. I'm fine, thank you. Yes. Very rude. Must be very tired. Are you very tired?
I'm quite
stressed. You see the signs of stress. So tell me about your first thing I notice about you is you're wearing what can only be described as a moustache that's rather Stalin-esque.
Well, it's you could call it that. It's most people think it's more like Hitler moustache. Yeah,
right. It's not very nice.
Charlie Chaplin is one.
Charlie Chaplin. Let me move my chair closer. I'm going to get a closer look. Of course, Hitler was not a very nice man.
That's true. Yeah. So we're and I'm trying to take the moustache back from him and make him give it back to comedy where Charlie Chaplin had it first.
Well, say take it back, but he's no longer alive. How can you take it back from someone that's not alive? I really don't understand, and the listeners will be confused.
Oh, yeah, I'm not really not the actual one. I suppose I could try and dig him up and kick him in the ball.
Try not to use rude words.
Okay, sorry.
It's not a very good start, is it?
It is, no,
it's
I apologise.
Rudy's guest.
It's more the symbol rather than the
symbol. Da, 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 da. And we're back with Robin Cooper live via the network transmission with Richard Herring. Tell us a little bit about your show. Where is it physically playing so people can go and see it?
It's at the White Belly at the Underbelly.
Is that the White Belly and the Underbelly?
Yeah, it's the White Belly and the Underbelly.
Right, and what time is it in 24-hour clock?
It's 24-hour clock, it's 20:40.
20:40, which comes to 60 if you add them up. Six and take off the naught. So 6 o'clock.
8:40.
8:40, 320 if you multiply. So 3 plus 2, 5 o'clock.
If you like. Come when you like.
Right. And we're back with my special guest, Richard Herring. He's such a funny man. He's slightly rude at the beginning and also swore. Have not had this before. I must say to you, on this desk in front of us is a banana. Yeah. What is the significance?
I think it's one of my flatmates' breakfast laid out, ready to eat.
Right. Just a banana.
Well, I guess, you know, you can't. There's no accounting for taste.
No, well, banana taste.
That's right. So, well, it's there. I mean, it's like a little modern art. It's on the copy of the sports section of The Guardian.
It is on the copy of the Guardian. And my final question to you, Richard, and I want you to think about this. Where do you think we'll all be in 70,000 years' time?
As the human race, or were we dead as individuals in 70,000 years time? I think the human race may have destroyed itself.
That is a terrible thing to say. Would you retract that?
No, I think I want to stand by that statement.
So what will have taken over the human race by then?
Well, just anything. Probably cockroaches.
Not very nice. Of course, they spread diseases. Did you know?
Well, not if there's not anyone around.
Amongst themselves.
They're probably immune.
I don't know about that. I think you should do your research. Well, that's Richard Herring, who clearly doesn't do a lot of research for his show. I'm sure it's a very nice... And what's the name of the show again?
It's called Hitler Moustache.
Hitler Moustache. Oh, right. It's not really nice. And please go and see it. Thank you so much, Richard. A final word? Thank you for having me. And there we are. We leave, rather. Richard Herring with his banana, his flatmate's banana. And thank you very much for tuning in to the Edinburgh Festival podcast. And we'll see you soon. Bye-bye. Bye.